The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Episode of Waiting for Players. I'm the only Adam tonight.
I'm Peter.
I'm John, and I'm whooping ass as Captain America.
We're playing some Marvel's Ultimate Alliance. This is the first one, correct? Yeah, this is the first one. No news or anything tonight. It's gonna be a little bit of a shorter show. Obviously, a little bit of an older game as well. So we're just kind of hanging out.
Oh.
Did you guys have having a good Halloween?
Trying to.
I'm
playing
gonna
some video games
beat,
now.
Beat some ass here. Peter's taking all the baddies, man. Yeah, I didn't really do anything but work. So, I mean, I guess it's about as good as you expect work to be.
Just work, 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 work.
All I do is work, 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 work. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But the work you had to do was fun work. It wasn't necessarily...
Well, he's talking about today specifically.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the weekend. Yeah, right, today.
Oh.
Sorry. That's my mistake.
Well, it's Halloween. You were talking about Halloween, right?
I meant Halloween weekend. I didn't just ask about Halloween, though.
Yeah. Well, don't confuse people, and you won't get confused, man.
My mic was off. Ha!
I just wanted you to keep up with me mentally, John, that's all. It was a test of wit. And you failed.
And you failed.
I'm going to break this big screen. You can't break that? What about this little screen? Cha-cha.
That big screen looks like a giant PS Vita.
Oh. You're supposed to break it. Ha! I figured stuff out on accident.
Were you supposed to break it?
Dungeon Crawler, man. You break everything that's
literally
not nailed
to the floor. Well, it had a health bar. I feel like if it has a health bar, it's designed to be broken.
Well, that thing must have been nailed to the floor, and he still broke it.
Probably bolted, Peter, not nails.
Okay. It's okay. Secured then, asshole.
Oh, hey. Something happened now.
So has anybody here played this before?
Yes, I have.
I believe you're the only one. I think are we started playing the first level at one point? Because this all looks familiar, but I know I've never beaten this game.
Not only did I play this game, but I spent two sick days back in 2007 beating this game. And by sick days, I was perfectly fine.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like you were sick and just making the best of a bad situation.
No, this was the situation, and it was better than expected. I love
this game.
It's
probably better than work, too.
That's what I mean, yeah. I love this game. Personally. Hi, I'm Josh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's Josh over there. He's over there.
Or Scorpion, there. What are you doing here?
Yeah, you guys are down there.
I'm not going to read that.
Poke, 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 poke.
You got to kill the Scorpion.
I am surprised Dr. Doom hired Scorpion.
He's a distraction.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, I need you to go get your ass beat for me.
But what Adam was alluding to a little bit ago
was...
We were at Renton City Comic Con all weekend, and I think that's why Adam was like, it was fun work, and it was fun work.
It was a lot of work, but it was all enjoyable work. I did end up with a blister on the bottom of my foot. It hurts, especially driving, because it's like right, there's pedal gouges right into my foot right where it's at.
Ah!
It just sticks a knife right into a blister.
My pedal is a knife that just goes right into my foot.
Hold on,
as
is there anything to break?
But yeah, no, we had a good con. All three shows were there.
What the hell did I pick up?
Taking different times. An arm.
A pipe.
It looks some sort of robotic arm.
Yeah,
it does look like a pipe now. I thought it was all bendy.
It had
joints.
I didn't spend as much time streaming as the rest of you guys. I was kind of around the con flirting with other people. Not flirting, but you know.
You should have been flirting. What you doing, man?
Well, there was a little bit of that. It was just really cool because this was our first ever... booth at a convention.
Yes.
And we got to give big thanks to Emilio Morales and his whole team at Renton City Comic Con for giving us the opportunity. And I don't know, it was just a great experience. I was on a panel for the first time. That was awesome.
I co-hosted the live stream all day Friday for the convention, which was pretty cool and very unexpected. I was just kind of like, hey, you need to come stream about stuff. I was like, okay.
I didn't cut the audio for the stream. It's loading. It wasn't me.
There's no loading screens in this game, you said.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
You didn't say that.
Okay.
I was just making shit up.
Fury is a beast for not being a mutant.
He would not be able to live that.
Hell no. And
what?
Why
Big
you
Metal
just
Ivy? Maybe it's
Thor
like...
He's right behind you.
Maybe it's made out of tin cans.
Be aluminum, maybe.
During the convention, though, specifically for waiting for players, I did get to go upstairs and try
beat the shit out of Fury.
A playing card game. It was actually a ton of fun. I interviewed those guys, so that audio. And did a little bit of a playthrough with them that was recorded. So that audio interview will be coming out later this week. Highly recommend everybody checks it out. It's called Annihilation Zombies. It was a ton of fun. You make deals with your friends at the same time you're trying to fuck them over and be the only survivor.
Now, you said that audio will come out later this week.
Yes.
How?
By uploading it? Okay. Editing and uploading it?
Are you going
to
do it?
Yes, I am. I was planning on it.
Okay.
I actually need to get the device from you while I am here so I can dump it on my computer.
Okay. Sounds good.
So that will be coming up.
It says why right here.
I just didn't want to get volunteered for something that I didn't do.
Oh, no. As soon as I agreed to do that interview, I pretty much was agreeing to myself to do start to finish on that whole thing.
You guys are... You, fire hurts you, just so...
Why
you
know, is there like so much people? Fire, then?
Here? Oh, there we go.
You gotta go up the elevator.
All right, I need to beat somebody up and get some health. Ooh, maybe in here.
But, John, what did you think about that zombie game I made you come up and play with me?
I thought it was very fun. Like I said, it was similar to something I played before.
Mm-hmm. So it was actually pretty similar, because I know you were saying that
It
beforehand.
Was really similar, except when I played, they had a paper map with, like, locations you went to.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not the case with this game, but, like, with the Screamer and stuff like that, all very, very, very similar.
Yeah, no, the Screamer is one of the zombies that you have to fight, that John's referring to. And it's actually, when that zombie comes out, it has an ability to where you roll the dice and then flip that many more zombie cards for whatever the dice number is. So you could end up having to fight 7 zombies. And then if another Screamer comes out, you have to roll a dice again when you get to that one. So you can end up just completely screwing yourself over on a couple of bad dice rolls. It was a lot of fun. We did have to play with it.
I won, for the record.
You did. You did.
I mean, it's not important, but I totally won.
There was this, like, 12-year-old that was also playing with us and completely screwed Tyler over from Comics Brew. And then so...
In the first turn.
Yeah, first turn, completely screwed Tyler over. And then kept trying to make deals with Tyler because he needed health because he was almost dead for a really long time. And Tyler's just like, no. No, you completely screwed me in the beginning. You're fucked. Real life's not fair, little kid. You gotta learn this.
That's awesome.
No, and then Tyler would, like, screw me over to screw this kid over. Mm-hmm. And then he'd feel bad, and he'd be like, well, since I did that, he's like, here's a health pack, because you can give stuff for free in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be like, give me a health pack or something.
Well, and then the little kid would get all hurt and be like, I need health, I'm almost dead. And Tyler's just like, nope. Or he's like, did anybody want to help me? I'll give you 50% of the loot from this encounter. And Tyler's just like, oh, I'm good. Just gonna watch. So it was pretty funny to see. How was that panel with the guy from NASA?
I think John should tell us a little bit about that.
So the panel with the guy from NASA was extremely cool. I do not remember his name, though, Josh.
Stephen Smith, though.
What he is so he's an educator that teaches teachers how to work with minority or disenfranchised students. And apparently he was really good at it. And then NASA heard about him, which he seems to think is pretty dope. I think it's pretty dope, too, because, well, NASA's never heard of me.
Wait, so NASA offered him a job?
Yes.
That's awesome.
He said there was some phone calls going back and forth. Peter wants to go this way.
Well, that has a force field on it, so I'm not sure.
You have to get the energy back on. It's what Spider-Man was saying. You see how there's two
icons on the mouse?
Objective arrows?
They're on the far right.
Oh, like the purple. Oh, no.
No, the far right underneath
the
map.
They both say...
To go that way. Oh, you got to push that thing on the left there.
That's what
see
I thought.
It?
I was just trying to go for it. Yeah, there it is.
And you got to put it in there.
Yeah,
pull it out.
It in its home.
You got to pull that one out and put.
How did you grab it?
X.
The thing on the.
Pull.
You got to hold it. And
oh, I got to hold X. Yeah. I'm getting there. No biggies. Yeah, fuck you.
You keep going back. I got to go this way. We're not working together very well here.
Come on, push it in. Yeah. Yeah, push. Damn it.
Well,
I was going to get you stuck.
Immediately.
Yeah. And
go there.
So now he works for NASA.
And they send him around the country, and he does exactly what he did for us. He gives a presentation, normally to teachers and college students, but about how to get into NASA. Not only that, but also like cultivating teachers to grow scientists early.
That was good teamwork.
Like, inside, like, instead of targeting specifically college students only, he'll get sent to middle schools and the younger classes at high schools and do that as well. He just came to Renton from Montana, where he was doing some tribal work there. He's like at a tribal high school or a tribal college or something.
Oh, okay. When you, I don't know why when you said tribal, I was thinking like a Hawaiian tribe, like all tattooed
that'd be,
up and
that'd
stuff.
That'd be Islander.
Yeah, an Islander.
Pacific Islander.
Yeah, Pacific Islander. Thank you. As opposed to a Native American tribe.
Yeah.
I still don't know how to throw my shield.
A, hold A. No, you got to hold right trigger and hold A.
And then press A.
Man, you haven't thrown your shield the whole time?
He doesn't know. I didn't know. It took me a minute. I didn't explain it to him either because we were talking about more important things.
Like space and people working for NASA.
The man knows a lot about what's going on with NASA, though, so it was really cool to hear kind of like updates about the Juno, like as far as the Juno probe.
Oh, he did talk about the Juno probe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he did that, and he also talked a lot about the Mars mission.
Yeah, like, so they were talking about how they were going to visit the moons and, like, pass around Mars in 2020, and then by 2030 they want to be boots on the ground with it.
Oh, so there's going to be a manned mission around Mars by 2020?
Yeah.
Really? That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also talked about the new kinds of propulsion systems and stuff that they were working with, and also, like, switching it up instead of having, like, two, like one ship take both cargo and astronauts.
Launch two.
It would launch two, but simultaneously. But the cargo rocket would be much bigger, and it'd be like say you wanted to load more fuel onto the rocket with the astronauts, it would be like docking a plane that's refueling in the atmosphere here.
Oh right, so there's literally just like a hard fuel line that comes out, and then they dock, boop,
hit X,
and fuel up. I mean that makes sense because you're going a lot farther away than the moon. I mean, you're going far enough to where you won't be able to see Earth anymore.
He was also talking about how they're going to be building this whole thing. Like, all this whole system is going to be built in stages over the course of the next couple years. And if you visit the Waiting for Players Facebook page, you can see pictures of Stephen Smith's presentation. And there's a specific one that's kind of a timeline photo, but it's a really cool graphic that shows the planned missions through to Mars.
Is that what that spiraling photo was?
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
trying to figure out what that was from the photo.
Little funny moment. John and I were about to take a picture of the completed timeline, because it filled in as he was talking about it, and right as we both get our phones up there, he switches the slide.
Oh.
And him and I kind of look at each other, and we're just like, aw.
I did notice that out of the other picture that you took, when the looked like at the beginning of the timeline wasn't completely, like, wasn't filled in at all, whoever took the picture had leaned out into the aisle a little bit, and he is looking directly at you.
Oh, yeah.
Or whoever
it
was.
That was actually the beginning of the panel, and it was me.
Ah, okay.
I totally was like, click.
Yeah. Like, he noticed, and he made eye contact with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he didn't
noticed,
interrupt him.
Because whenever you go to a con, there's a lot of Jokers in the crowd, and I don't mean, like, Batman Jokers. Like,
he means like me.
Josh had a good Trump moment. He did.
Yeah, he goes... he was making a joke about SpaceX, and he was saying, like, so unlike NASA, SpaceX wants, like, to...
No.
He says, like, send people there and not bring them back. And he was like, why would you want to do that? And I was
and
like...
And he's like, there's some people I think everybody wants to send to the dark reaches of space and never see them again.
Yeah, that was the second joke.
No, that was all part of the first one, man.
Nope.
So why don't you tell us how you remember it then, Josh?
Yeah, it was like I said. So he goes, like, why would you want to send people to space and not bring them back? Mm-hmm. And I was like, because there's no Donald Trump on Mars.
Huh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I feel like this is pointless now. aside from that, he was also very open to questions and very gracious with all the difficulties that his technology had. There's a quote that I know. I don't know who said it. Oh, no, it's MacArthur. He says, no plan... survives first encounter with the enemy, and that holds true for most things, especially like in cons where technology working is the
finicky
thing that never happens.
Yeah,
and so it was funny because he had to deal with a lot of problems with not only his slideshow but with his sound and just all kinds of rough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very good about it until the last time it didn't work, and he just turns around from the crowd and faces the guy that's trying to help him and just goes, "Really?" I thought it was great.
No, I'm really bummed that I missed that panel. I was upstairs fighting zombies.
You seem like you did that a lot.
I did twice. once in the morning, then I drag John and Tyler up closer to the end of the day to go play it.
Yeah, he's like, it takes Sunday. 20 minutes. It took more than 20 minutes.
Well, okay, so it took longer because we played with fire. The full-size loot deck, which is one of the decks that is played with. And in the game rules and however you're playing, you can play with different amounts of it. So the first time I played it, we played with like a quarter or a third of the total loot. So you got to that end game moment really quickly. But that game's a lot of fun, and it's on Indiegogo. Just go to Indiegogo and search Annihilation Zombies. It'll come right up. Game's only going to cost you $40. Well worth it. And actually, if you back Indiegogo, you'll get it 25% off, so it'll only be $30. I'm trying to think of what else was from the convention that was rather noteworthy.
The Open 3D.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to check them out. I actually walked through the con like once the entire weekend.
Open 3D is a group of people that work on open source 3D printing. And they are apparently pretty active at the Soto Makers facility in Seattle.
Hmm.
So they were talking about and showing some of their impressive and expensive 3D printing machines. They're printing some PLA models like dice, and they had a couple of display items like a functioning, I'm going to use air quotes, functioning Iron Man hand. Yes, oh my. So there was a lot of really cool things. John got out of there with a white six-sided die.
Yeah.
And we got to look at that Iron Man hand and got the dragon that had, what kind of metal was in that PLA? It was a mixture of metal and PLA, John. It was like bronze, maybe? But yeah, they had 3D printed a dragon. I'm down as well.
I think you guys are now playing Thor and Wolverine.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. When cool. You go down, you get switched. Sorry, I should have told you that.
I mean, I was just standing there, I guess. Well, what's your ability?
No, yeah, I really wish I could have checked out the 3D printer. Are the guys that were, you know, Open 3D. Tyler got out of there with a couple of smaller versions of the dice that are the die that John got. And I actually liked how on that they had to make the holes for the divots different depths, so each side would weigh roughly the same amount. So, like, on the six-sided die, they were barely indented, but on the one side of it, it was just one super deep hole into the whole thing.
Oh, man, they made her Russian. I forgot that they made Black Widow actually Russian and not, like, American.
You know, like how she's supposed to be?
Colonel Fury.
Wow.
Is she supposed to be Russian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nick Fury is also white.
Do I not get my... How do I res Captain America, Deb?
You know those little shield things that are on the ground that light up when you touch them?
Yeah.
It's the big shield icon. It's not that one.
There it is.
It's yeah. No, that's the way out.
No, I was trying to turn the map on. That's what I meant by that. Because it was off for a long time. I'm like, God, I'm so fucking lost.
So there's still more to this map, I think, but I could be wrong.
Just double checking.
Peasant walking.
No, I'm wrong. The arrow thing is how you get out.
Yeah, that reminds me of like an elevator.
You
icon.
Go X to get down, John.
Oh. John went berserker.
John.
Sorry, Thor.
Really wants to fly around.
Oh, it's Peter that's all berserkered out as Wolverine.
Yeah. So, like there's I said, nothing. It's all that right. Arrow to get out, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just checking.
It's Dungeon Crawler. You got to check every single corner on every level.
It's true. It's true.
So it makes me want to go play Torchlight 2. Which
you actually had to get down off your high horse, John.
Which is one of my favorite Dungeon Crawlers, which is why
he
plays it.
And
the art on the loading screens.
Dude, that Wolverine screen looks dope. I like that drawing.
One thing that this series nails is its concept art and its cinematics. They're really good.
Even for an old 360 game, the graphics are actually pretty quality too.
If you guys pause, you can go to your and you have enough stuff to upgrade your stuff, your things. So hero details, and pick one. Well, the other two are down, but you can still upgrade them.
Do you want to play more?
Well, I'm playing Captain America.
Okay. I don't think I like Spider-Man, so...
I like Captain America.
A to select him?
I would be really hesitant to spend coin on characters that I don't think I'd ever play. Or characters that I'm only going to play for beginning. Like, I want to play Ghost Rider.
Details? Why?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I'd want to play Ghost Rider or somebody else minus these four starters. So personally, I would be a little hesitant to spend coins.
So is there a cost? Yeah, shield credits. Yeah, there you go. So that's his outfit.
Gotcha, that's what I...
You also have gear, like you pick up stuff.
Oh, there we go, sign. Is it right trigger?
How does it work?
There's stuff on the screen.
Yeah, I'm trying to put more into it.
Oh, but maybe you can't.
0 points. Yeah, oh, do they not pick up any coins? Or, no,
okay. They have coins.
Yeah, it looks like it's your coins, not the character's coins.
Go to stats. Maybe you can do something there.
Stats?
On the far right.
Yeah, I see it now.
Oh, no, that's just your stats as is.
Well, I'm not really sure.
That's weird.
So back out real quick.
Because John wants to do it.
Well, I just... So, now it should say player one up there, right?
No, it says Adam.
Yeah.
So
which
y.
is you.
I think those things open up when... you only have one thing. Oh, you have two. Oh, scroll up, John. No?
I think that was it. Go back. Go back to that. You had a different set of selections. Press...
Whoops.
You're now Thor.
Yeah, I want to be this guy. Weep.
Okay. Well, you can't get him back until you get to that site.
So it says right trigger to assign.
That's
so
what I did. It. Yeah.
Oh, so now I have reserve strength here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right trigger to assign.
That one's different. Okay, never mind. Fuck it.
And then hit a button you want to assign that to.
That assigns that to that. But, okay.
But that doesn't level you, though.
No.
This is a very weird leveling system.
I don't think... Yeah, it's because you don't have enough to level it yet, I think.
All right, well, let's
weird that they don't at least add cost, though.
It's probably something to do
yeah,
with...
Yeah, I only have 1,385.
Stand on that thing.
I'm going to once I can go down.
So you can change your team or save your game.
Can't revive
for
another...
Or revive for another 2 minutes. That sucks.
Why can't we revive yet? It hasn't been long enough.
2 minutes.
It says 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay, well...
Well, just in a few minutes, head on back.
Anyway.
Yes, yeah. No, the convention was really good. Now, with the guy from NASA, Stephen Smith, were you ever able to line up an interview with him?
Yeah.
At the same time. Nice.
He's my friend on Facebook.
One, two, three.
Nice. That was very synced, guys.
Succinct.
Oh, that too. I was, he actually ended up, having to, we had that spot right in front of the door.
Yeah.
And he ended up, I was sitting on the couch for part of Sunday after his panel, and he just came and sat down on, the chair that was facing, 90 degrees from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I was just done doing what I was doing on the phone, and I was like, so.
Oh, that's bad.
What's up?
No, I actually said, I asked him about the Juno joke.
Juno joke?
Yeah, that Juno. Juno is Jupiter's wife, and Jupiter had several mistresses.
Oh, and is it all?
And that Juno is the only one that could ever peer through the clouds and see Jupiter and his mistresses.
Oh, that's right. I remember Adam explaining that to me.
Yeah, I asked him is NASA just all about the really really long jokes? And he goes, "We're very patient." I was like, yeah, "That was funny."
We have to be. You're NASA. You don't do things quickly there.
Yeah.
Ooh, a Doombot. More Doombots.
Why?
Haven't they all been doing... Oh, no,
no,
they haven't.
Ultron bots.
Ultron bots, yeah.
Man, this game
looks... Little punk-ass mother.
This game makes me want to play Dungeon Crawlers.
Yeah.
Dungeon Crawlers are fun, man.
The con was a lot of fun, I think, and we learned a lot, and we're definitely going to do things differently, and I'm not going to lose equipment.
Yeah, it was all little equipment that you lost.
It was fucking $35.
Hell, that
sucked. And we lost two pieces of equipment. We have... Now a useless mic and keyboard mouse and keyboard over here, because I lost the little wireless dongle that's this big.
Yeah,
it's a bitch.
It's tiny, tiny.
Did I just empower myself?
I'm really curious as to where that thing ended up. Sometimes I wish the universe would just tell me where things that were lost ended up. Like, it's out of your grasp, you can't get it, but I'm going to let you know what happened to it, so you're not going to forever question it. I mean, I'll forget in a couple of months, but it'd still be nice to get an answer.
Oh, you're going
to
fight Radioactive Man and Winter Soldier.
Ow. Getting ass kicked.
But Winter Soldier is supposed to be Cap's buddy.
This is before then, man.
Yeah.
This came out before Cap died.
Man, I'm getting beat on by...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to get over here.
I didn't realize the game was that old.
Use your powers, John.
I'm 10 years. Shit on. Holy crap. I'm gonna kill this fucking Doombot.
Are you guys gonna die?
Yeah, he's just might. So much faster than me.
John's down. Here.
Dude, he's...
He's the Winter Soldier, man. He's like Captain America.
I feel like Wolverine's health should slowly recharge.
I think it does. I think after you hit enemies down to a certain point, too, they spew health like that.
Bop and weave, Peter. Bop and weave.
I'm trying to get things that give me health. Fucking
team. Team.
Oh,
right.
My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Gonna go ahead and run. That's what I'm gonna do. Just run around.
Beat on him now that you're raging.
Huh. Looks like you only had to get him so far.
Yeah. Now we're buddies! Hi, friend!
Sorry. We got a little carried
away. We're on. You got a little carried away? Nigga, you killed me.
Nigga.
I was a god.
I was
a demigod.
Yeah.
Get him, Peter.
Yeah, I guess so.
You could actually, I don't know how far away that point is anymore, but you could
probably go back and get him.
Nah. I think I'll just play this game by myself.
Pete's going to have all the fun by himself.
Ow.
Okay, I just looked it up. You get the points by leveling, and you guys have both selected auto-sync for your points.
Oh, fuck. Well, I guess
so
that's
just
for the
leveling
best anyway.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste time in the menu anyway.
It's not like you get a chance to sit down and play the whole thing through.
Exactly.
Man, it sucks.
This is fun. Thanks, Pete.
I think it's through this window. Oh, hey, we missed the little gem there.
Yeah, look at that. That's awesome.
There it is on the map now.
I can seize it. That way.
Can't go that way, though.
I like how it doesn't even show me that it's blocked on the map. It's just like, yeah, I'm the same as everything else.
Ooh, there's the pad.
Aside from, you know, how old and janky this game is, does it remind you of any other games?
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Dungeon crawlers in general.
Nice. Cap and Spider-Man are back.
Oh, yeah. Thor probably has a timer.
Yeah.
Revived.
Yep. Well, play Cap.
Minutes.
There we go.
John wanted to play Cap anyways, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ya? I'm just wondering, like, what else is going to go on in the next week that we can get excited about and tell people about?
Well, Doc Strange next week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's this week.
This week, yes. Doc Strange this week.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I won't get to see it till Sunday, but that's still close enough.
Yeah.
Less than a full week away. Hell, I've waited this long for it. Hey, Doombot, they got away.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to Jet City Comic Show.
That's what I was about to say next. Yeah, as we're also doing Jet City next week. Should
yeah,
be a good time.
It's going to be great.
Great?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Is it going to be great?
It's going to be
the
best
ever.
This
is great!
It'll be the best ever is what it's going to be.
Yeah, no booth this time, but...
But we have press passes. Comic Store has press passes to it, and we'll be giving you interviews and pictures and all kinds of cool stuff from the con. If you liked Renton City Comic Con or you didn't get a chance to, Jet City is much in the same vein, much more low key. There's no shouldering through, people to get
John
to
broke
the con.
Into the stairs.
It just froze.
It's just a good old time. There's going to be a lot of local creators there. It's at the Tacoma Convention Center, November 5th and 6th. And I'll be on a panel there, too. And I think it's on Sunday.
I got
it. It'll be similar to the panel that we did at Renton City Comic Con, but a little bit more updated, a little bit more good stuff going on from all of us, maybe even visuals. It'll be me, Travis Bundy, Aaron Bishop, and Charles Erasmith, all social media movers in their own right, and then I'm just glad to be there.
Speaking of Travis Bundy, I actually like the picture that you took of him, the very rare sighting of Travis Bundy that we don't normally get.
Oh, yeah. Travis is the co-founder of Creator's Edge Press, and he's the co-owner. Normally, at every con we go to, he has a booth, and I don't. So I usually take pictures of Travis while I'm standing up and he's sitting down. Well, we had a booth, and it was reversed, and it was awesome.
This is a picture of you sitting down, taking a picture of Travis standing up in front of our booth.
Yeah.
Which
was
nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And he was like, this is weird. And I was like, yeah, it is weird, but it's cool. I like it.
What the fuck?
He's got to fly.
What are you guys playing at home right now?
What?
A lot of Overwatch right now because the Halloween event is drawing to an end very quickly. I've actually been thinking about going and playing Assassin's Creed Unity because I have it.
You have more than I do.
I pre-ordered it like a fool and can't return it because that was well before Steam's return policy kicked in. And so I figure I should beat it and get my $60 worth, especially now that I have a computer that'll run it amazingly. But that's,
you know, I did the same thing, and I got a free copy of Far Cry 4 out of it.
I leveled up.
Yeah, didn't you have to play so many hours of it or have it by a certain time?
I pre-ordered it. You bought it after the pre-order, because I pre-ordered it and got it because I pre-ordered it.
Maybe that's what it was, yeah.
I also got a free copy of Assassin's Creed Chronicles because of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because of how buggy it was?
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of the bugs are fixed now. I mean, the game's been out for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
A year and a half, something
Unity's
like that?
Unity's not so good.
I just have the new free-running system, or the newer free-running system in it, which was, I did enjoy for the little bit of it that I've played. Just, I don't know, I feel like I need to go back and play it.
Get good, son!
I just don't want to give EA,
Ubisoft.
Yeah, Ubisoft my money without at least using the product.
True.
What are you playing right now, John?
I'm playing Rocket League as always and Counter-Strike. So, I'm kind of back...
into his old
to
self.
His old self.
There is a game that I've been following, though, that I'm actually really excited. It's still in development right now. The dude has 3 videos on YouTube, but it's Sky Wanderers.
Oh.
Yeah?
And it's... Imagine No Man's Sky meets Minecraft.
You
so you actually have to, like... Everything's all voxel and boxy and cubey and stuff.
Sure.
But you actually get to... build your spaceship, and you know you have to build an engine core, and then you know build your thrusters around that. I really dug Minecraft, so I'm kind of excited for this. It's Minecraft in space.
Minecraft every ring.
In space.
You grabbed that. I didn't even touch it.
Look at you. You got a hockey stick.
No, I got a metal pipe again.
It's a hockey stick.
Find these from time to time for some bad guy ass whooping.
That or it's like a pipe.
Not sure what that was all
about. Oh, there's a thing up there.
Where's
a
Thor? Thing. Oh, Thor can't. Thor's not here. Oh, Spider-Man can.
Oh, Cap got it.
What is it?
I think it gave you
a
defense.
Body. Body.
Oh,
your
like
your
extra
health
life?
Went up. Your health went up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, I don't get a get out of jail free card for
your
death.
Your stats are measured in like body, mind, a couple other things,
spirit,
something like that. But they all affect different parts of you. Body is for health.
Yeah, basically your defense stat.
Yeah.
Mind is probably your like
power. Like
yeah,
agility is like Wolverine's damage doer, and I think there's a like power. I think is the last one, and that's just like Thor and energy based characters like Iron Man. And stuff.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Eventually, after this level, you'll start unlocking new characters. That's why you get that change team thing.
Oh, so you can actually change like whole squads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? It's Fing Fang Foom. Look at him. Look at him. He's
Fing
all
Fang
awesome.
Foom.
Look at him. Fing
yeah.
Fang Foom.
Fing Fang Foom. He's a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Fee Fi Fo Fum.
2 seconds.
How many characters are in this? Or at least how many do you remember being?
I think there's
in
like
this?
25. And
oh,
then
wow.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 is even more.
Is even bigger.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's happening automatically.
Yeah.
But it's in your throw. That's not bad.
It's a better throw.
I was curious where... What's Wolverine been up to, huh?
Yeah.
Claw slash.
Ooh, claw slash. Extra slash.
It's pretty good because I can spam it.
Yeah. And it does damage. See, and then you can see like certain characters are like elemental resistant and energy resistant. It just depends on what character.
If they had energy draining.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
So I just started spamming it. Like spamming all my energy stuff. I'm like, fine, you want it? You
take
want
it all.
You can fucking have it.
I got Wolverine just over there getting rich.
Hey. Everybody does it.
You don't have to be rich, just smart.
Apparently.
Ha ha!
There's an energy door there.
Oh, is there?
I'm just gonna beat this up. Even just cause, you know.
I hate technology.
To start a reroll of another character in Torchlight.
But I wanna
I
do.
Oh, I really like Torchlight. Oh, Torchlight 2, rather. But
X,
I really
John.
Enjoyed it.
He just got stuck because of me. I didn't realize it.
I think we're going to actually try and do some playthroughs in this game.
Ooh,
with
okay.
4 players, but I don't know when it's going to go down. I would very much like to do that, though. This game is fun. And it gets fucking crazy, too. You go to Asgard, you go to, like, Niflheim.
Oh,
you end up in space. You fight Galactus at one point.
Jeez. Yeah, just Galactus, he's weak.
You go to hell and fight Mephisto, and that's where Ghost Rider comes in. You have to free him.
Wow, he got
so he's in hell down there?
Yeah.
So he's probably not a character you get until rather later in the game.
I don't remember the progression. All I just know that this whole game gets crazier and crazier as it goes.
And now, once you have all the characters unlocked, if you go to play another playthrough, will it...
I don't know.
At least, okay.
I only beat it once. And I think it's also important to note that if you change characters, they will not have progressed level-wise like these characters do.
Right.
They're like Pokemon. You have to
play multiple characters or just build like one unit and work on just those guys.
Yeah. Like, if you take Captain America the whole way, he becomes a beast.
I didn't even see that guy.
It's too bad that the people playing the bots don't also pick up coins, so at least then they have some coins.
No, but they level, which is the big thing.
They pick up coins, though.
Do they?
Yeah, they
do. Okay.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it happen a couple times.
I've seen it, the bitch.
I've seen it with my eyeballs. Better group up here. Oh, there's the bitch. Die.
What else do we have going on?
I will be doing videos in Hello Neighbor, and Peter's got one out for Rocket League.
Ooh.
And also Horde Mode, Gears of War Horde Mode.
Oh, right.
I've got one more Speedrunners video to get through, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got a lot backed up.
Well, that's all
right. Before we go tonight, Peter, can you explain a couple really cool things that you got for the con specifically from you?
Like, made for them?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I made some keychains, some 3D printed keychains made out of PLA, and John here got the rings for them, and we sanded those up and got them all ready.
Made them pretty.
And then we made just three awesome flyers, and it sounds like we gave quite a few of those away.
So I'm holding up the keychain for the Twitch streamers. It's really, really awesome. Shield
fire
logo.
Has health.
It's killing me.
Why are you
so
in
does
it?
John.
It had a health bar. Jesus. See? It looks like it should be broken.
I'm going to fight the fire.
And then also, Peter, you made some really... The flyers you made, they're all specific to each different show, and I think you're kind of downplaying how awesome they are.
I think they did a pretty good job.
They turned out banging. Banging.
We're going to frame them, but I just don't have frames for them.
Yeah.
But we are going to frame them. He did one for each show. Bad Flicks looks like cool. The Jurassic Park poster. Comics Brew is based on a comic book page or a comic book cover from Green Lantern. I had a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Waiting for Players one looks like you're watching a YouTube channel. I think they're all very, very spectacular, and you can go check out any of the Facebook pages we do to see what I'm talking about there. And also, we have a new Lazy Nights Facebook page, Lazy Nights Productions. Please go like that. It's got some good momentum, but we could always grow faster, and we could always grow bigger. If you guys actually do end up sending out those invites, like I said, we should grow exponentially, but, you know, whatever.
And, I mean, I know that you were talking about how we should have done the Lazy Nights one first, or at least a long time ago.
It's really good for Queen Games.
Even with just setting it up right before the con, I think because of the con, like, it's got, what, already over 100 followers, like 150 followers,
no,
something like that?
No.
Oh, I could have sworn that's what it said on Facebook earlier today.
No.
Okay, there we go.
But, like I said, it is getting good momentum, and it will be good. Fing Fang Foom!
Fing Fang Foom!
So it looks like we're going to end the stream tonight when you're fighting Fing Fang Foom.
So, is he hard? He looks hard.
Yeah, he's a boss.
Yeah, apparently he owns jump DOS? What he does. I think we should jump when he hits the ground with it.
Dude, he's a dragon. You've got to kill the dragon.
I want to fly in under dragons.
You gotta hit him, though.
No.
Oh, use the gun to shoot him.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I got your back, bro. I'll beat up this
shoot
dude.
Shoot him. You gotta shoot him, John. Or Peter.
And I gotta fight.
I'm taking on the baddies. I got your back, dog. Kill
you gotta
me a
fight
dragon.
In front of me.
There you go. Look, you knocked him down.
Yeah. You fing fang fucked him up.
Jump. Oh, dang it. He hit me.
Get him, John.
I hit him for like 2 health.
Wolverine seems to be beating on him.
Ain't got the energy for that, Peter.
Yeah, I tried.
Ain't got the energy for
fucker.
That.
Yeah,
is help one giant
spider
dragon.
Bitch over here.
It's kind of nice that you dodge his things because you're so short, Peter.
Yeah, apparently.
Get this Go get him! Go get him!
All right. Far away. Got your back. Ha-cha!
Good shot, Pete. Nice shooting, Tix. Although I think you're not from Texas.
See that shield toss, though, to get Pete's back? I got you, brother.
I need more. Oh, no, I have energy now. Or maybe? Yeah.
We're being attacked!
Trying to take out the little guys for the health.
I feel like a giant dragon on the front.
John, you have a bunch of health.
Fuck with its flying.
Why does he change colors? That's a little odd.
I don't like this little fucker over here.
I've never read a comic with Fing Fang Foom in it.
I don't even know who he's a villain of.
The Fantastic Four.
Oh,
and
okay.
And every Avenger.
I would have assumed it would have been something magical, because, you know, he's a dragon, which isn't based in science. So,
what are you talking about? Komodo Dragon.
Way different than Fing Fang Foom.
It's in the same vein.
Sort of.
You can get him, Pete.
Erratic this time.
I believe in you, Peter.
Shoot him down.
You want to go where the puck's going to be.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to get distracted by what John's doing.
Don't pay attention to Captain America.
I'm just getting your back, bro.
Oh, there's another airship. Where's that one go? Can't help fight a dragon?
Nice shot, Peter.
Dude, these guys are like endless.
John, you should really help Peter kill the dragon. That's how you win the game. Punch him.
Oh, can't jump that.
Peter's kicking his ass.
Mm-hmm. Doing it the whole time, baby.
John leveled.
No, I didn't. I used my power up.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
you
got
level him earlier in this fight, though.
Look at that, guys.
It did pop up.
Yeah,
Captain
Dragon's
leveled
fire
up.
Complete, bitches.
You got an achievement.
Yeah, Dragon Slayer. Dragon Slayer.
That wasn't the most graceful battle I've ever seen.
Hey, Fury, what you do with your own problems next time?
My name's Nick Fury. I'm an asshole.
Fuck you. Throw the shield through these bitches. Knock them to the ground. Make them a bit. How does fire have health?
I don't know.
Fight it. Fight it, John. Fight it.
Fight it to the death.
Fire had health
in
2006.
You're losing that battle. You're losing it.
There's one more Doombot.
Well, I'm
not anymore.
Doombot.
Now we're just
that
chilling on
time.
Sofa.
It's a loading screen. There you go.
It sort of was.
Oh, hey, look, I was expecting a Tony Stark. I was like, why do I feel like we're in his fucking penthouse?
You are. You're in Avengers Mansion.
God, this is back when they used skyboxes.
Skyboxes? What's a skybox, Peter?
Just like, well, I mean, for all of, like, a skybox is the sky. Like, if you were, so you say you're inside of a video game like this room, and you want to have a sky, you build
what year
the sky
did this come out in?
The geometry of the game.
Oh,
no,
so
the
that's
games,
that
the game's
landscape
up there.
Out there is not
thing.
Real. It's right. Just a flat texture that's on a sphere.
You don't have Google?
I said I'm going to check real quick.
Yeah, that you can definitely tell that those two things are completely different.
Yeah.
Like, everything in the foreground and then that background.
Why isn't
like
Nick Fury black?
2006, John.
Because he wasn't
for most of his
the history
existence.
Of Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a white guy until 2004.
Yeah, his Ultimates had changed
his
him first,
yeah.
Right? And then they used Nick Fury, or
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, Sam Jackson, thank you. Which I think he makes it just fine, Nick Fury. It doesn't bother me at all. I like Sam Jackson.
Yeah. But I think we're going to go ahead and kill the stream now because it's Halloween. It's a holiday. Let's
go have fun. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Be sure to check out all of our social media sites. And, yeah, go back and go and like the Lazy Nights Facebook page.
Yeah.
And hopefully next week Adam will be back, and we'll be in the month of November.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's turkey month.
I'm trying to res this guy real quick, though, out of love.
You want some Thor love? Just some loving of Thor.
There we go. We're completing it.
Say goodbye to the audio.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. So, see you next week.